Well, let's get now into the Middle East news update. David, there was promotion for a global march on Jerusalem. Now, this coincided with the 36th anniversary of Land Day, as far as the Palestinian people are concerned. And we hear that some 84 nations, according to the organizers of the Global March on Jerusalem, 84 nations participated in some way, shape, or another, many there in the Middle East coming to the borders of Israel. What is this all about? Can you give us some further insight into how these Muslim peoples of the world are really wanting to stop Jerusalem from being Judaized by the Israeli people? Tell us what's it about.
Well, it's a popular theme amongst Muslims everywhere. As the Islamic Hadith, the oral tradition, says, any land that's conquered by Muslims must remain under Islamic control until the end of time. And if it reverts to the infidels, then they must fight to get it back. So they controlled Jerusalem almost exclusively for the last 1,000 years, apart from the brief time of the Crusades. And they want it back. Now, you know, that isn't a passionate demand by every Muslim around the world, but it's certainly one that most would support. This particular demonstration was organized by the Iranian parliament. Of course, that's Shiite Islam, a minority branch of Islam. There were other sponsors as well, but it was basically a fizzle in the Middle East, Jimmy. There was only the largest demonstration was in Jordan, 15,000 or so gathered along the borders with Israel to protest Israeli control over Jerusalem, to call for an end of, as they call it, the Judaizing of Jerusalem. 15,000 compared to, we were told, 1 million might do so. In Lebanon, there was a few hundred that gathered. The Lebanese authorities prevented demonstrations right along the border. In Egypt, there were planned marches in Cairo. The government stepped in, the military interim government stepped in and prevented those marches, saying the situation is just too tense in the country. There was a demonstration in Damascus, but it was relatively small. It was a mixture of Palestinians and Syrians supporting the Assad regime. So not much in the Middle East. And there were these protests around the world, as you mentioned, especially in Islamic countries, some in Europe and elsewhere, but they were all relatively small, certainly not the 2 million people that we were told were going to gather along Israel's borders and in these other countries to hold these demonstrations.
David, what do they mean by they want Israel to quit Judaizing Jerusalem?
Well, that's a good question, Jimmy, because, of course, it's been the center of Judaism, the religion they're referring to, the religion of the Jewish people for the most part, for 3,000 years. How can you Judaize a city that has been the heart of Judaism already for 3 millennia, twice as long, by the way, as the Muslims have looked to Jerusalem as a holy city, and a third is longer than Christians have looked to Jerusalem as a holy city. So the Jews were there first. They've had that as their center for a long, long time, and of course they didn't pick it. The Bible says the God of Israel chose Jerusalem as his resting place on earth, the footstool of his feet, the place he ordered King David to, actually Solomon to build a temple, but King David was the one who initiated it, and it was built there, destroyed, then rebuilt, and then, of course, destroyed by the Romans, and the Jews are back. They have control of the city. It's the seat of Israel's government, and they want all of that to end, but especially that Jewish control over the old city and the Temple Mount, and they want all that to end and to go exclusively back to Islamic hands. Of course, the Israelis are not about to agree to that.
You talked about the very small demonstration on the global march to Jerusalem at the border with Syria and Israel, of course. Talk to us about the Syrian situation. A peace plan has been offered up. It's negotiated by Kofi Annan, the former United Nations Secretary General. Is it going to go into effect? And do you think Assad is, in the future, near future at least, going to step down?
Well, they're claiming that it has gone into effect, but of course it's been well over a week since this was first announced, and we continue to get postings every day on YouTube from these protesting groups, these opposition groups to the Assad regime, showing that government shelling continues, especially in the city of Homs in the north and other places as well. Today we hear that it is a bit quieter, the death toll is a bit lower, but nevertheless the violence is continuing. I think it may go into effect. It depends on the government, really, the Assad regime. They do realize that they're losing support amongst key allies. Russia and China in particular supported the latest UN call not for his removal. They demanded that be taken out for him to immediately step down. But they did call for an immediate end to the bloodshed, for the setting up of humanitarian corridors in Syria to channel foreign aid in. And, of course, the United States announced last week that the U.S. government would start to supply humanitarian aid and communications equipment to these opposition forces, not weapons. But the Saudis, we're hearing this week, are channeling weapons, which the U.S. may have a backhand role in as well, through Jordan. They're channeling those into these opposition groups. So Assad may realize he's facing a real war here and the possibility he will be overthrown. So he seems to be calming down and ordering his forces to step back a bit. But whether that will last or not is anybody's guess. I have my strong doubts. And of course, the opposition is saying they're going to keep going until Bashar al-Assad and his regime is removed from power.
David, I opened up this segment talking about the television program Day of Discovery. Marty Hahn and I in Jerusalem, actually on the location where the events took place, Palm Sunday, when the Lord led the recession, the group down into the Temple Mount area at that time. And then the next week he was crucified, buried, and resurrected on Easter Sunday. Palm Sunday, Easter Sunday, they're big events as far as the Christian world is concerned. And Israel, specifically Jerusalem, will probably be crowded over with tourists this week, won't they?
Yeah, it always is during Holy Week, Jimmy. I can see from my window in Jerusalem the Temple Mount, as you know, and I can also see the base of the Mount of Olives. That's where all of these buses gather, carrying Christian pilgrims. There's usually hundreds of these buses. It's fascinating. I have a good pair of binoculars. Sometimes I go over there and I'm on the scene, but I usually watch it from my apartment, and I can see these thousands of Christian pilgrims getting off their buses, carrying palm branches, and marching up to the old city of Jerusalem. It's a fascinating sight to see, and of course that is basically the route the Lord took into Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, with the people shouting out in Hebrew Hosanna, which of course in English is Hosanna, glory to the Son of David, and proclaiming him to be Israel's Messiah in those ancient times. And of course that is what people are chanting today. He is Israel's Messiah, he's the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and of course right there at the base of the Mount of Olives, he agonized in the Garden of Gethsemane. Many go there during the week, and there's a special commemorative ceremonies there during Palm Sunday. And then, of course, crucified, many believe, inside what is today the Old City of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Many others believe just outside the walls where the Garden Tomb is, or in that area. But wherever you commemorate it, and wherever you are around the world commemorating it, it happened. It happened nearly 2,000 years ago. And, of course, it not only changed the course of human history that the Lord died, but he rose again and changed the course of spiritual history, giving us salvation. So it's always a great time to be in Jerusalem, but a crowded time, and the merchants love it. The Israelis watch with interest as well, all these Christians gathering from around the world. So it's a wonderful celebration.
It is, and we have great memories. Though I'm not in Jerusalem, I was just there about a week and a half ago at the locations that David was talking about. Well, thank you, David. That was a great explanation of the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And dear friend, if you don't know Christ, consider the claims of the Bible, and that Jesus Christ was indeed the Savior. His resurrection guaranteed that to be the case. Hey, David, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
I look forward to it, and to you as well. God bless.